And in your most silent way, greet Mother Earth. Greet Father Sun. Sink in. Allow your body to soften and release. And stay with your present body. Don't leave. Feel the feet and the seat and the calf muscles and the tailbone. And again, with the third eye getting too strong, trying to see, trying to find out something, bring that back in and let yourself be, have an internal synergistic flow. Who feels their third eye so strongly here? How many of you? No one's going to own up to it, huh? Okay, bring it in. And let it weave together in a beautiful flow with the full experience from Earth through the body, opening up and unwinding any resistance and to flow, releasing attachments and coagulated heavy energies without having to know, by being present to the experience. Feel the seat. Come into the experience. And as we feel the physical tailbone starting to release and drop, we're opening up the consciousness of the Kundalini. We're able to be present to that space, that energy. So the tailbone is physical, but the Kundalini and the root chakra are consciousness. So it's a bandwidth of physical to consciousness. And we're going to let that unwind here. And stay low. So what happens is the mind starts to settle in and get quieter, and the energy comes to the foreground, and we start knowing rather than watching. We start understanding rather than thinking. And that's a hard place to let go. And as that energy flows downward and upward, and we greet the spirit of the water, and the spirit of the fire, and the spirit of the air. And instead of being separate, they're a continuum of frequencies that are in beautiful harmony. So even if we drop the labels of air, water, fire, earth, and we just associate beautiful melodies with them, playing beautiful chords and harmonic melodies. This might be more helpful than trying to think of the individual chakras. It's like the universe playing a symphony through you. And let's rest here for a moment and allow this symphony to play through you, in you, heal you, adjust you, tune you. So we have a ceremonial root chakra coming alive here. It's like a lotus or rose. And it has some wave movement where the petals open and close in a rhythmic pattern, and that pulsing helps send frequencies through our being to cleanse distortion, cleanse resistance. Letting the waves of the root chakra energy to rhythmically, like a heartbeat, pump higher frequency into our being. Being able to stay with this cleansing phase is a skill. And as we attune to this root chakra, we're attuning to the heart of Mother Earth. We're coming in resonance with her being, her consciousness. And it's very different from the conditioned mindset. So there's always a lot of cleansing that has to occur to settle deep into her heart. And if you're feeling any pressure in your cranial bones, that's part of the cleansing. We usually have a lot of cranial bones that are out of alignment. Cranial sacral and myofascial release are really good for that, or acupuncture. We don't notice that until the energies show us. We go. Stay with the root. Let the energy rise, but let your focus and awareness be at the root. So there ends up being a sense of a free flow of energy that's not distorted or interrupted by the mind. The mind sits back, gets quiet, immerses in the root chakra, and an experience of unimpeded energy flow begins to emerge. And allow it to shift all the fascia, any kind of alignment and breath within you. Maybe you're starting to feel some energy in your hands, as well as your feet, and a sense of circulation, and that there is an intelligence, a loving intelligence coming to the forefront. And the less you try to control the energy, the more it integrates. And as the energy rises, it finally makes space for the light from above to descend. And we receive an illuminating presence. That also infiltrates our physical consciousness. It greets every cell, every molecule. Creating a happy dance in our being, but also creating further cleansing. And more settling, where the energy can start taking over more of our awareness. And the mind has loosened its grip a bit. It's not unusual to feel some pressure or cranial pressure, or neck, or some kind of pressure in the body as the energy does its thing. It's trying to restore balance and harmony to a space that has adjusted to disharmony. There we go. And it's interesting how, as this energy experience comes forward in our awareness, we find we're in relationship to what we call beings, non-human beings, which are frequencies that feel supportive, loving, and embrace us. Because, like I've mentioned before, we have come into a frequency where they can see us and we can see them. They can know us, we can know them. We're resonating at a rate that allows us to know each other. And we don't want to impose an identity on these beings. We don't want to give them names, don't want to say what planet or star system they're from. We just want to feel the resonance. This is the way of knowing through the heart, through Mother Earth. Non-verbally. And we settle a little more. Release a little more. Open up our awareness a little more. Or a lot. And as this awareness opens up, non-verbally, understanding and knowing arrive, emerge, surface. And that can be nonverbal too. But notice how you're still with yourself. Or if you feel like you've left your body, come back to it. And allow a little zigzag to occur, a little unzipping. And note that little zigzag, like something shifted. Not because you controlled it, but because the energy and frequencies are guiding it. And there is a lot of pressure in the head on the group, so drop back down into the root. Now, in this frequency is where our new frequency comes alive. So it's all through resonance. And you can't make it happen, but a certain tuning occurs. And then a new note appears, one that you haven't played over and over again. You can't find it, you can't look for it, it appears. Can't grab it, can't hold on to it. It's a pure vibrational experience. Okay, that flash of the new you occurred. Once that happens, we've completed the download, the attunement for tonight. Now, once I said that, what happened for you? And you can come on and talk about it. There was a huge release and relaxing when I said that for the group. Who felt that? Tracy.
Yeah, I felt like a shifting. You know how sometimes you'll say, oh, there you go. It felt like something just shifted.
When I said we were complete, there was a part of us that let go of trying. But it can be a very unconscious, subconscious experience that trying, it's so deeply ingrained. Is anyone having pressure in their head?
I was going to say I noticed when you said it was complete that I stopped trying. Absolutely.
Thank
And
you.
that was a tremendous release.
So see how subconscious it is? What else do we notice?
Sarah, this is Carolyn. I notice that I really can't focus on what you're saying this whole time. I keep jerking my, like, waking up. And nauseous.
Yeah, that's part of the clearing. So is your head falling down and you're jerking back up? That's where the pillow technique comes in, the bed pillow. Yeah, that's part of this letting go and adjusting. So more practice with the root chakra. And that's for everyone. We don't realize how tightly wound we are there and what it takes to truly relax into this and allow the mind to settle. So that kind of falling asleep and jerking awake is actually better than trying to stay awake. Even as hard as it is on our necks and bodies. I think Ken got something that like a blow up thing that goes around his neck to keep his neck up when he goes through that. Patty,
Yes,
are you
the
here? Oh, go
cervical
ahead, Ken.
traction.
What's it called? What's it called?
Cervical traction or something. It goes around, you blow up pillow.
It goes
People
around your
neck.
neck. Yeah.
But I actually like the putting a pillow on my lap and having it go up to my chin. I find that more comfortable. I'm not doing it now, but yeah.
Penny, are you here? Okay. Okay, notice what's happening with your consciousness now and how you can see how the mind or feel a contrast between the mind getting more and more engaged and taking over. Just as a reflex, a habit. Someone just come on. We just went from 23 people to 24 people. I'm curious who came on.
You are unmuted. Sarah,
Pardon
it's me, Trish. It's me, Trish.
Oh, you just got on. Okay, we're just
Yeah, I'm
ending.
sorry. I got lost. I know. I just got
Okay,
lost. I'm sorry.
it's okay. I just was curious, like who came in at this point.
Yeah,
Thank you for
it's been a
letting me know.
challenging day. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just like to know because it's an unusual thing to have someone at the last minute
I
come
know.
on, right? So thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've completed another cycle. This is deeper. Much deeper. And like I said in the email that I sent out earlier, this is going to take some time to adjust to. And you can't consciously adjust to it. Just keep grounding. And the next cycle of classes is really going to help bring this around. If you want to continue, you can. And the reason I have you sign up for every session individually is because it's a choice. A lot of people would do like a year-long program or something like that. But it's really important to choose to participate in the ceremonies. And so this respects your sovereignty, reinforces your ability to choose for yourself, which engages the deeper consciousness actively in these ceremonies. Because sometimes it just might feel like a lot, oh, I'm signing up for a class again. But I want you to think of it as making a choice that engages your soul fully in the ceremony. And each session is a ceremony that engages many luminous sources. Okay, so thank you. Any last comments? I know we're leaving you in a integrating state, but it's so deep, it's going to take a little time. Anything you'd like to share?
Sarah, I wanted to share earlier when you were asking what people were feeling, but I couldn't talk. And I just it this does feel a little bit different. I don't have so much pressure in my head, which I always do, and my arms and my legs, my calves, it's like they feel enormous. And the tingling, the sensations. So it's just interesting. And I'm curious with the third eye situation that you were, asking about and addressing. Would that be a feeling of the pressure in, my head? Like, is that how I would know? Because I was wondering each time you asked last class and this one, how would I know? Is it the pressure?
That it would be pressure, and there would be a sense of trying to see or watch or know.
Okay.
And that again is very, very subtle. It's just a tiny little shift. And we're used to associating the third eye with being able to see beyond this dimension, but that's not how we see beyond this dimension. It's more of an integrated shift in consciousness that opens up the inner seeing without stressing the body or violating space through intention. and wanting, grasping.
So interestingly, that feeling of kind of my arms and legs being so huge is just sort of spreading now into a sense of nothing. Like I still feel the tingling, but there's like no boundaries somehow of my body.
That's the consciousness. So like we're here on Earth and we don't realize the different stratas of the atmosphere that we're living within. But now you're feeling, you know, one of the outer layers of your stratosphere. And it feels bigger. And especially for women, I find they don't want to feel bigger because of the conditioning in our culture. And that works subconsciously against us. Very, very silently against us. I don't know how much men feel that, but you know how much pressure there is on women. So letting go can be a big deal. Anyone else?
I was just wondering, Sarah, then does it really then help to be in that receptive, like you've talked about being in a very receptive state to the energy that would help lessen the third eye to want to hop in? Okay.
And that's
why
you
good trick.
Yeah. Well, can you feel the energy at the base of the spine? Can you feel that sense of a center there?
Yes.
That's where you want to stay, with sensing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for participating. This was really quite a leap, and all the downloads and transmissions are there, and you'll be integrating them further. And you may feel that kind of rubbing, grinding, sanding feeling as the release of the old conditioning is really, really tough. And that sense of eroding away is hard to live through sometimes. But if you return to your grounding as often as you can, it'll help smooth that transition. And this is a planetary awakening. This is not just you personally. So it's a large shift. It's gigantic. Just assume that you don't know anything and that you can't label anything or name it. Don't try to name anything or explain it. Let it go. Let it be. And breathe. And then wait to see what happens. And let it unfold. And if you need some body work or some acupuncture or whatever you do to help you be aligned, go do it. I have a standing acupuncture appointment once a month. Just for make sure I return to the alignment I need. I'll go for myofascial release sessions when I need them. Our bodies are shifting with this consciousness and they need support. So see if those kinds of modalities can help you. Especially the myofascial release and the acupuncture. Okay. Well, thank you. And have a beautiful week adjusting. So many blessings.